As we start the 3 weeks, it's certainly appropriate time to reflect on the halachos that are applicable this time, and some of the minhagim, and some of the misconceptions that come about due to these halachos. And then we'll try to take those halachos and we will tie them into a perspective in machshava related to this time period. The pasuk says in the end of Dvarim, Meizei ra'avu lechumei resha feketa miriri v'shem behemos ashalech bam amchama zochle afar. This is a curse from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't follow what the Torah mitzvos, and the pasuk says that the curses will be bloated by famine, will be consumed by fever, cut down by bitter plague, and he'll send them against them fanged animals, venomous creatures that crawl in the dust, all sorts of terrible things that will befall Klal Yisrael if they don't keep the Torah. So Rashi there on the words keta miriri asks, what is keta miriri? What is this terrible plague? And he explains that there's a type of shade, there's a type of demon that brings a plague and it brings terrible calamity to Klal Yisrael. And with this Rashi in mind, we can understand the Medrash in Eicha. The Medrash in the beginning of Eicha Rabasi in Perak Aleph says, "Korodfeh sigua bein hamitzarim," that the enemies take over Klal Yisrael bein hamitzarim in the narrow straits. And this is a reflection on the time period of bein hamitzarim, the period between Shavua Asar Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, and the 9th of Av. And therefore, says the Gemara, "Beyoman da'akam yishiva Asar Tammuz atishabav." We're talking about the period between the 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, Shebehem Ketev Meriri Matzoi. Because this is a period of Ketev Meriri. This is a period where this shade or this dangerous aspect of a plague that affects the Jewish people exists in the world at this time. And we need to be careful with what we do. And based on this Medrash, the Gemara as well in Pesachim and Kuf Yeralv says that maybe even the period of danger begins from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, not just from Yitzayin Tammuz itself, and even the Mishabura cites this idea in the Be'er Halacha and the Shmir Seguf HaNefesh, that even the laws of being careful about danger may even exist from the beginning of Tammuz, not just from the 17th of Tammuz, but that is not the minhag for most people. And taking this Medrash, what we know about the period of Bein HaMitzarim, whereas there's Keta Meriri, this terrible plague or this very bad atmosphere in the world at this time. So the Rokeach writes in Simon Shintes, connecting to another medrash, the Bamidbar Rabba says that one shouldn't walk alone from the fourth hour of the day until the ninth hour of the day, because that's a period of Ketav Meriri, during days of Ketav Meriri, where there is this plague, and therefore says the Rokeach, we can combine both medrashim. The first medrash in Eicha says that this is a period of Ketav Meriri, and the other medrash says that you shouldn't go outside alone from the fourth to the ninth hour of the day when it is Ketav Meriri, and therefore says the Rokeach must mean as well that during the period of Bein HaMitzarim, one should not go outside alone from the fourth hour of the day to the ninth hour of the day. So that would mean from approximately 10 o'clock or so until after 2 hours, 3 hours after noon. That's the period where a person should not walk alone. And this is cited la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch here in Tafkuf Nun Aleph, at the very end of the Siman, and also by the Aruch HaShulchan, that one should not go alone during these periods of the day, during this time of the year, because it is dangerous for a person. And this is the source of the idea of not doing dangerous things during the Bein HaMitzarim. There's a bit of discussion regarding this halacha. Does this apply everywhere in the city? Does it apply only in a dangerous place? Where are we talking about you shouldn't walk alone? So the Buchacha Rav, the Eishla Avram, writes that Pashut She'ein Zebemakum Shanashim Mitzuyim. The halacha is clearly talking about walking in a dangerous place. It's not dangerous in our community to go to the grocery store. So if you want to walk alone during the day to go to the grocery store, there's no problem, because that's not considered a dangerous area that one would be concerned about this type of issues. And this is the opinion of the Chaznish and the Or Chaim, the Or Chashulchan as well, that if you live in a safe place, this halacha is not applicable. Comes the Zoris Shuvah in Chela Gimel and Simon Shin Mem Ches, and he says, what are you talking about? Why is it only in a dangerous place? And what's the whole point of this halacha? You shouldn't walk in a dangerous place all the time, whether it's Bein HaMitzarim or whether it's the middle of the winter. You shouldn't go in a dangerous place. So what's the novelty of this halacha if it's only saying that you shouldn't do it in a dangerous place? And therefore, says the Hisoros Shuva, it also applies even if it's perfectly safe outside, a person should not walk alone during the Bein HaMitzarim between Shavuos Rabbah Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The minhag is not like that, and we're generally not so makan about this halacha in general, as we'll see. The Soros Tshuva then continues and says that you can always be leaning to going to a Devar Mitzvah. If you're going to daven, you're going to do something to learn, some other type of mitzvah, chesed, you can be leaning to walk alone between the 4th and 9th hour during this period of the year. Rav Yashiv, and also I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Kovetz Halachotz on the Bein HaMitzarim are cited as saying that we're not careful nowadays. Either, says Rav Yashiv, because Shomer Pesayim Hashem, we assume that Hashem protects us when we do normal activities that people are not concerned about nowadays, and this is not an issue nowadays to walk alone during the daytime. Or, as Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, because we're not worried about Shadim nowadays, this whole halacha stems from a concern of Shadim and demons, this Ketav Meriri, and he says this is not a concern. The only tzarachian on that statement is that then all the halachas of danger of the 3 weeks should fall aside, but we don't find that. So the issue of Shadim should not be applicable now. Now, what other ideas connect to things you shouldn't do that are dangerous nowadays? So the Shiboy Halekah writes in Simon Reish Samach Gimel that because of this sakana, the Rebbe should not hit the Talmidim, should not hit the students during the Bein HaMitzarim, during this period, because it's a greater chance of a sakana that something terrible would happen physically besides just the patch of the hits. It could be even more dangerous at this time. And this is also cited here in the end of Simon Tafkof Nun Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chayadim adds, you shouldn't even hit with a strap. I guess with a strap is not as bad. Better than the hand. I'm not sure. Levush also says this applies to one's own children. One should not patch or hit one's own children during this period as well. And this is cited by all the posts, including the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Beis and Ravaji Yosef and other Sfarim as well. The Prima Gadim here says the issue is only hitting between the 4th and 9th hour of the day, right? Because the whole Medrash is talking about the 4th and the 9th hour of the day. But outside of them, says the Prima Gadim, one would be allowed to hit the child in such a case. The post can also discuss, should you be machmir in a room where there's a mezuzah? Meaning, if there's already shmir, if there's protection in the room because there's a mezuzah on the door, then maybe you'd be allowed to hit the child in such a case. And they argue back and forth. The Eishel Avram seems to say that you can hit the child if there's a mezuzah in the room. The Bir Halacha says you should be machmer even if there's a mezuzah in the room, it's not hit the child. All this is halacha v'lo lemaisa, because nowadays we all know that even according to all the different shitas, it's not appropriate to hit one's children in such a way unless a little patch of something is dangerous. Rav Matzosel Solomon writes in his Sefer on Chinuch, a person needs to be 100% careful before he hits a child. You have to go put on your gartel and go to the mikveh first to make sure being kind the mitzvah of Chinuch Habanim before you hit a child, and that doesn't apply to almost all the population. Rav Volbi writes in the Sefer Zriya Binyan B'Chinuch that nobody should ever hit a child nowadays for any type of Chinuch of that matter, because it does not work in this generation. Other things that connect to sakana, the Medrash and Eicha also mentions there's a type of sakana to walk from a shady area to a sunny area to a shady area. Some type of connection to the Shadim as well. And this is cited by the Elia Rabbah and the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkatz and Kuf Beis. And it's also brought by Ravaji Yosef and other Sfarim, but it's exactly unclear what the sakana is to walk from a shady area to the sunny area or vice versa. And it would only apply between the 4th and 9th hour of the day. And I don't think we're very makbid about this halacha, bizman hazet. There are a number of Sfarim that cite Rav Moshe Feinstein allowing a person to have surgery during the 3 weeks, even if it is elective surgery, even it can be postponed till after the 3 weeks, even though it may carry this aspect of sakan. I saw in the Mesoras Moshe from Rav Moshe's grandson, the Chelek Aleph, he says that Rav Moshe felt that one should be machmir, if possible, during the 9 days. Because we'll see there's a second aspect of bad mazel that exists during the 9 days, which is separate from the general danger of the 3 weeks. And he says to be machmir at that point. On the other hand, Rav Yaakov is quoted in the Emes Yaakov in Ha'ara Tafkuf Tes Vav, saying that if the surgery can be pushed off to after the 3 weeks, that it should be postponed. And this is the opinion of most poskim as well, the Tzitz Eliezer of Avji Yosef, Rav poskim saying, if you have a surgery you could postpone to after the 3 weeks, that would be the best thing because of the aspect of sakana that exists during this time. What about going on swimming trips to the pool, the ocean, on Tiulim, on trips that may have an aspect of danger to them? So it's a real really no problem if there's no chashash sakana. According to all the poskim, if you're doing something that's normal, you don't need to sign a waiver for, and there's no real concern about anything dangerous happening, so all those types of trips and swimming are allowed as well. Rav Moshe says this, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo, all opinions allowing swimming in the ocean, if there's no sakana, and it's a normal type of swimming, there's a lifeguard and everyone is being safe, that would be fine according to the poskim. Let's turn to this other aspect of danger during this time period, and that's during the 9 days. That's what we call Reya Mazle. There's bad luck from the beginning of Chodesh Av. The Gemara in Tainus Chav Tes Amar Al famously says, Misha Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, when the month of Av enters, we should lower our Simcha. Amar of Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Darav. Kishem Shemika Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, just like when Av enters, we lower our Simcha. Simcha Kach Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Amar of Papa. Hilkach, therefore, what's the practical example? Okay, we should be sad in the month of Av. So what does that mean for me practically? So the Gemara says, "Bar Yisrael d'islay dina b'hadei nachri." If a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, the shtame minei ba'av derai mazle. You should push off the court case until after Av because of the bad luck. And during the month of Adar, you should want to have the court case because you'll have better luck at that time. This is Saiv l'halacha again over here in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Taft Kuf Nun Alf. Magen Avraham says this as the Gemara implies. Lasts until Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then once Rosh Chodesh Elul comes, the bad mazel goes away. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you can be lenient even after Tisha B'Av, if you have to. If you have a court case and you need to have it after Tisha B'Av, that's fine, but certainly not until Tisha B'Av. I saw Rav David Feinstein in the Kuntres Yad Dodi says it doesn't apply between a Din Torah between two Jews. Not sure why, I'm sure there's an explanation, but he says if it's two Jews have a Din Torah, they can have it during Av. I'm not sure why they would want to. It seems to go against the whole Avira and issue of Sinas Chinam and these types of issues. It probably makes sense, al pi Ashkafa, to push off the Din Torah till another time as well. What about flying airplanes? This, again, is only discussion during the 9 days and the month of Av, because this is a bad mazel issue. It's not a sakana issue. And that's why Rav David Feinstein is lenient, as is Shmuel Kamenetsky, no issue flying at all. However, interestingly, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov says it should only be done l'shem mitzvah to fly during this time period after Rosh Chodesh Av, Kibud Av, Aim, visiting Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Shamei Moed says it's allowed in order to come to Eretz Yisrael or not to be mevatel your seder from yeshiva. If you want to make it to yeshiva on time, certainly allowed to fly. The mazel, the bad luck, will not be applicable in such a case. Rav Yashiv is quoted in Asher Ish, allowing flying for Parnasa, Rafua. There needs to be a tzorech to allow flying after Rosh Chodesh Av comes. It should be for a reason, not for anything that's pleasurable, according to a lot of poskim. Now, what about having a good time? We have this idea that we can't have any fun during the 3 weeks, or if you want to have something enjoyable, you shouldn't choose it now, you should push it off till another time. So the Shiboli HaLeket writes as well in Siman Reish Samach Gimel that Hayamim Ha'elu Alulim Hein Ve'ein Laharbos Behen Mine Smachos. You shouldn't have a lot of extra simcha during the period of the 3 weeks. The Eliyahu Rabba writes as well, citing the Maharil, Lo Nachol Nitzayir Kol Bein HaMitzarim. You should not have these types of enjoyable things during the Bein HaMitzarim. The Mishnah Berurah in Taf Tzadi Gimel seems to hint to a similar idea as well. However, in the Shaar HaTzion in Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, he writes, Ube'emes Eini Yodea Tam Eliyahu Rabba De Gemara Lo Nizkar Ki Mishenichnas Av Mematzim B'Simcha V'lo Kodem. The Chafetz Chaim raises an important point. Where do we get the idea that all of the Bein HaMitzarim, we shouldn't have an aspect of Simcha? The Gemara only says Mishenichnas Av. If I have a fun activity planned, or I'm looking forward to something enjoyable, says the Chafetz Chaim, that should only be a din in the 9 days. It should not be applicable to the 3 weeks. And it seems that we really do not find a real strong marimakum to say that you can't do something fun during the 3 weeks. When Mishnechnas Av, we have something to discuss and we can talk about lowering one's fun activities, pushing off a fun thing till another time. And this certainly comes up as well in camps with kids. Now, you go to a camp, so the parents expect that the kids should have a good time, and they're paying a lot of money, the kids should be entertained, so the camps need to ensure they are doing a good job in their business. So if there's fun programming, and there's fun things to do, it seemingly it doesn't make any sense during the 3 weeks not to do something enjoyable for the kids, especially since most of the kids are below the age of Bar Bat Mitzvah. Many of them are just Higia L'chinuch, and they're not going to appreciate the fact that they're not in doing something fun because of the Beina Mitzarim. They're not going to get the connection. So there's certainly room to say that unless it's something, you know, out of the ordinary, you're going to do waiting up all year for this exciting trip, for this one thing, I hear maybe there's an idea to push it off to after the 3 weeks. But you've heard to say a person can't have anything enjoyable or happy during the 3 weeks does not seem to fit with the Chafetz Chaim and other poskim as well. I just want to finish here with an idea, al pi machshava, to put in perspective the idea of avoiding things that are dangerous, sakana, because especially when it comes to these halachas of 3 weeks, sometimes we get caught up in the minutia and the detail of what we can do, we can't have, meet, a siyum, whatever it is, and we lose perspective of what these halachas are supposed to reflect. The Pasuk in Mishlei says in Perachav Beis, Tzinim upachim mederach ikeh shomer nafsho yirchak mehem, that ensnaring thorns are in the way of the crooked, and he who values his life keeps far away from them. So based on this Pasuk, Rav Moshe Cordovero writes, the Ramak says, a following idea, al pi machshava, related to the idea of hashkacha pratis and bechira. The Ramak says that if there is a regular person, not a tzaddik, not a rasha, or maybe even a little bit of a tzaddik, on a boat with people who are rishayim, and Hashem made a gzeira, Hashem already decided that the people on this boat, the majority of people on this boat, need to be punished, and the boat needs to drown. So even if this tzaddik is on the boat, or even if this, you know, normal person, this Beinoni, is on the boat, he could potentially be dragged down and killed with the rest of the people, because he's associated himself with these Rishayim, he's on the boat, and therefore it would make sense in Hashem's realm of Hashkacha that this Tzaddik could be killed as well. So Rav Chaim Freelander writes in his Sefer Sifsei Chaim on Emunah and Hashkacha in Chelek Aleph, and he says he's bothered. Why is that fair that the person who's just a Beinoni in the middle, who didn't do anything wrong, he makes the wrong choice to go on a cruise with people who are not good people, and they need to be punished from Shemayim, so why should he be killed because he's on a boat that drowns with these people? So he explains as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos says, the Olam al yamod adam b'makom sakana. A person should not stand in a place of danger, lo mar she'osin lo nes, hoping that a miracle will happen for him. Shema'in osin leis, because maybe he will not merit a miracle. Vim osin lo nes, minakin lo mischiosav. And if a miracle does occur, you need to make sure that you have funds in the bank of your merits that you can draw upon. Because for a miracle to happen, you need to have zechus, you need to have merits. And if the merits aren't there, and you're hoping for a miracle, then you're going to be in tough luck, because you don't have anything in the bank for Hashem to draw from. So the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Manal tells the following story. That at a time when there's a midas hadin, there's strict judgment, there's difficult things going on in the world, a person can be punished for something that's seemingly innocuous. That's not such a big deal. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Katina was wearing clothing that were never chayiv in tzitzis. He was wearing a type of cloak that wasn't chayiv in tzitzis, and in the winter he would always round the corner of his garments, so there was never dal kanfos. And he lived for many, many years not wearing tzitzis ever, because he never had dal kanfos. He never had four corners in which he needed tzitzis. So he was stopped, says the Gemara, by a malach, and told him, the malach told him, that you never wear tzitzis, you're going to be punished. So if Katina asked the malach, why should I be punished? The Torah says you only put tzitzis if there's four corners that have on your clothing. But I'm not wearing four corners, so why should I be punished? So the Malach answered Rav Katina and said that if you have the easy opportunity to do a mitzvah and you don't do it, then b'shas rischa, when there's a time of sakan, of strict judgment, you will be held accountable. Because you could have and you didn't. You were lazy in your fulfillment of the mitzvah and you didn't. And Hashem will hold you accountable at that time. So this is the same idea as the Beina Mitzarim between Shavuos HaMetzavos and the 9 days. There are times where we participate in particularly dangerous activities or possibly dangerous activities during the year. But during the rest of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a level of protection. And Hashem will say, okay, this person's doing something dangerous. It's not the smartest thing to do, but I'll help the person out. I'll give him a level of hashkacha, of looking over his life to make sure to help him at that time. But during the 3 weeks, says the Sifsei Chaim, says Rabbi Friedlander, at that moment, the sakana, the danger, overrides any extra push that we have. There's a level of hester panim, there's a level of hiddenness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That sakana, that danger, rises to the level where Hashem may not give us that little extra push. He may not go and draw from the bank for those extra zechuyos, and the midas hadin, the strict judgment of Hashem, is very palpable and can be felt at this time. And he says that's the answer to the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, because the person who goes on the boat with the people who are Rishayim, he's not being punished for going on the boat, he's simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, and because of that, he doesn't have the extra protection from Hashem. The extra protection is removed, and he has to look for other places as well. And the 3 weeks, as we know, are historically a time of misfortune, so many tragedies, because of this Midas Hadin, breaking of the Luchos, by the Egel Azav, the burning of the Sefer Torah by Apostamus, the second Beis HaMikdash, destruction of both Batei Mikdash, the expulsion of the Jews from Spain, before Tisha B'Av in 1492, World War I, all different types of events. And this is the idea of Anochi Haster Haster Panai Mikem, that this is a period of Hester Panim. Things are hidden. And the reason we're avoiding dangerous things and going to places we shouldn't go is not because it should be a drag and we're trying to make ourselves unhappy. The reason, Al Pi the Halacha, is that we need to be aware that there's Hester Panim, that Hashem is hiding from us, and we need to return to him. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece in the notes on Kinos, which he discusses this at length. We're running low on time. But he essentially says that Hester Panim is mentioned only once in the Chumash. And he says, based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't distinguish between the righteous and the wicked. When there's Hester Panim, he talks about the Holocaust. And he says it's the worst kind of punishment. It is Sila Kashgacha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns his back, as it were, upon the people. He looked away from them. And then he writes as follows. Just as we invoke Hester Panim, we also pray for the opposite of Hester Panim, for a time when we will able to behold the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the first kina, we ask that Hashem act toward Bnei Israel as he did at the time when they beheld his face. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot forget us. Allow us to return to Eretz Israel. And our avodah, as we begin the 3 weeks, is to be aware of Hester Panim. The sakana, the danger, all those things come because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removed from the world. And all the things we like and the things we hope for and all the pain and suffering comes because of this Hester Panim. And it should be a time when we should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we remove Hester Panim and we can look, Al Pnei HaShechina, B'mheira V'Yameinu, Amen.